podcast here with my co-host. She might as well be a co-host at this point. She's here all goddamn time.
Mm-hmm.
Say what's up.
What's up, my beautiful people?
They are beautiful, too. And tonight, Cabri has something she wanted to talk about, so we figure, you know, we'll bring it to the people, and we're going to talk to the people tonight. So today, we're going to be talking about what exactly are we going to be talking about tonight?
We're going to be talking about we're going to be talking about the R. Kelly situation, but we're not going to be talking about R. Kelly. We're going to be talking about the Black community. A lot of men and some women say things and it disturbs me. And I'll tell you why and I'll explain why. And I'm hoping that from this, you guys, you know, if you are that person, that you really reflect and change, because you're part of the reason why the Black community is still not where we need to be, and we need to be checking every box, and this is one of them. Okay, so let me get started.
Yeah, I want to get started. We can get started. You can start. You can go first, or I can go first. It don't matter. We're just gonna have a real conversation tonight about some real stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter who started. You know, you got some things you want to say. If you want to go ahead and, you know, say whatever you want to say, just go ahead. And I follow your lead.
Okay. And I've talked about some of this on a previous podcast, but being that R. Kelly is in the spotlight right now, I just wanted to shed light and talk about it again. So, as you know, R. Kelly is in jail, or has been found guilty of basically of raping, molesting, kidnapping women and children, little girls. So, here is where my issue comes in. I see a lot of comments on Facebook, Instagram, and frankly out of people's mouths where they basically say that it's the woman's fault, it's these girls' fault, and they're setting him up. This is what I heard. I've also seen something where they're trying to stick it to the Black man. I've seen countless things. I'm sure you've seen it too. I'm still gonna listen to his music, whatever. This is where I have an issue. Most of these women were girls when this happened. They were girls. And even if they were 18, 19, 20, 21, the law might say they're an adult, but they're still immature and young-minded. And we tend to put the onus on the little girls. Like, they are to blame because a grown-ass man can't keep his dick in his pants. Or a grown-ass man doesn't have enough discernment to say, this young girl, she's too young. I can easily manipulate her to do whatever, and she's going to do it. Because it's scientific fact that your brain takes years to fully develop, well into your 20s. So for people to think that a 15-year-old or a 16-year-old or a 14-year-old is supposed to be able to have discernment against what is right and wrong, as far as that goes, is absolutely ridiculous, and it's quite frankly disrespectful and ignorant, and it shows how you do not care for our Black girls. Our Black girls are being taken at an alarming rate, and nobody gives a shit. But I have an expectation that Black men and women should have more sense and more compassion and more love for your fellow little black girl or boy. Because let's act like, we're not going to act like that's not an issue too. But we're mainly talking about, we're going to talk about, you know, little girls. And I can say all this because I've experienced it as a girl. So I will touch on that again. But first, I really want to say, like, these grown men, because it's mainly grown men that are saying whatever the hell they want to say to defend R. Kelly, you really should feel like a piece of shit. Like, you should. I'm sorry. Because there's no way that you can flip it, dip it, to make it even remotely okay to put the blame on the victim, the little girl that was enticed by a fucking grown ass man. Like, you can't be serious. And I really feel like a lot of y'all who are doing this probably be at the schools looking at the young girls anyway, and you want to deflect. Like, that's what usually happens. You want to deflect. You feel guilty, so you want to deflect and try to stand up for R. Kelly, and you think it looks good, but it makes you look like a fucking stupid ass pedophile. That's what it makes you look like. And my anger is coming from, because I don't understand why a black men don't care and love and want to protect black little girls when most of y'all have some. Now, what if your little girl, something happened, and she was in a situation? You gonna be running around blaming her, telling her it was her fault, she shouldn't have did this, she shouldn't have did that? Probably some of y'all will. Shit, that's why I couldn't say nothing, because I felt like I was going to be blamed. And that's why a lot of these women don't say anything, because they feel like they're gonna be blamed and attacked, because nobody wants to talk about how black, old ass black men is around here seducing and fucking little girls. And that's just the raw shit. And I know it happens, because one, I experienced it, and I know other people, several other people who have experienced it in their life. So this is something that's very, very, very prevalent in the black community. And the black women who are defending these men, you a piece of shit too. Because as a woman, you might have been that little girl. You should be protecting her. And the fact that you go around and defend these men is absolutely, you're even worse than them. So we had to do better as a black community, and we need to protect our girls.
Yeah, we definitely got to do a better job. Like, I can even remember being like 16 years old. Actually, I think I was a little bit older now. I might have been 18. And anyway, there was this guy, you know, a popular guy from the neighborhood who probably was in his 30s at the time. And he had this truck, he had rims on it, it was clean. And, you know, we're standing on the corner, we're literally standing on the corner, and we're talking, you know, we're shooting shit or whatever. And he was like, oh yeah, you know, you see what time it is, I gotta go up out East Trenton real quick. I gotta spend Trenton High, they about to let out. Now, I'm still, like I said, I was like 18, 19 at the time, and for me, I guess that might be okay, right? At 18,
19. Yeah, I would expect that 18, 19-year-old.
For him, he like in his 30s, and there's other dudes there that's in the, you know, maybe like mid-20s, maybe even early 30s, and nobody's saying no. Ain't nobody like, yo, son, that's ill, that's crazy. You 30-something years old. Like, I'm 34 years old, and I couldn't imagine wanting to stop doing something the ride up to high school, because it's about to get out, because it's about to be young and impressionable girls outside.
And I've seen it too. I mean, this was normal shit. These older guys at the school trying to pick the teenagers up, the 12th graders and 11th graders up. Shit, some probably the 10th and the 9th graders. Do you understand that a ninth grader is 14 years old? Like, do y'all understand that? 14. 14. Like, y'all can't be serious. And I'm going to tell you my experiences so you really understand, like, you know, this shit is real. And it's fucked up and it needs to change. So the first experience that I will talk about is basically because I've been sexually abused and assaulted more than once. So unfortunately, I got the brunt of sexual assault, so I can speak about it. And no, you know, every last one of these people are still roaming around, because you know why? Because I didn't feel like I would have enough support if I said anything. Because this is the shit you do, like you're doing now with R. Kelly, blaming the girl or the woman, saying that it's their fault. Or they knew what they was doing. They knew what they was getting into. I don't give a fuck if she did go to whatever she wanted to go. She, in her mind, says she was going to fuck. And then if the last minute she says she ain't want to fuck, then you get the fuck off of her. That's it. There ain't nothing else about it. My first sexual assault, I was raped by somebody that I knew. I was 16 years old and I was at my friend's house, and usually her brother, when he would get off work, because he was a little older than us, he would drive me home. But he was going to be late and I wanted to go home. So I happened to see one of my friends, who I thought was my friend, and he had pulled up to my friend's house, to my girlfriend's house, and he was like, "Oh, I'll take you home." And I said, "Okay," because I ain't think nothing of it. We've known each other since middle school. I'm literally not thinking anything like that. You know, I knew that he liked me a little bit, but I didn't like him. So it really wasn't like, and I made that clear a long time ago. So I thought we were good. Like, I, you know, we talk, we hang out sometime, like that type of stuff. So we get in the car, he driving me, and then he drives to this, it used to be, I think it used to be James Way or some old ass store. And, they had shut it down. So it was nothing but an empty store, but it had this like alleyway that you could drive through. It was woods and stuff. So he drives back there. He's like, "Oh, I'm just trying to chill for a few minutes with you. Just want to talk with you." So I was like, "All right, but I got to get home. So, you know, what you want to talk about?" Then he proceeded to push up on me, kiss me, try, you know, think, and I'm like, "No, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm not, I don't feel like that about you." And I guess he didn't like that. So it began to get forceful. And basically, he pinned me down, got on top of me, and had sex with me. And I didn't really, after a while, like at first I was trying to, I didn't fight after a while. I just was like, I just wanted to get it over and come home. I came home, I felt dirty. I felt violated. I felt like somebody took something from me that I didn't fucking give them. That's how I felt. And I didn't tell my mom and I didn't tell anybody because I felt that I wouldn't get the support if I said something. Very few people know until, I mean, now, I mean, I'd already did a podcast on this, so whoever listened to that one knows. But I didn't tell people. It was always something that I was ashamed of, you know. But the shit fucked me up sexually. And I never got the proper help and stuff that I needed. Because another 16-year-old, well, I think he was a little older than me, maybe 18, 17, basically violated me without my permission. Somebody that I thought was my friend, and he was really not. He was a fucking predator. and he's walking around having kids, doing whatever the fuck. The next story that I'll tell you about, my next experience was I was 16 again. And there was a guy in my neighborhood that he was older. Everybody thought he was all cute, but that was it. Like, you know, I go, oh, he's cute, blah, blah, blah. Well, he went to jail. And he was in jail for, I don't remember how many years, but he went to jail. So when I got out, when he got out, I was around 16. So I happened to see him one day just walking, like we used to walk like around our neighborhood. So I bumped into him and he was talking to me and he was like, oh, let's exchange numbers. Let's catch up. Now, mind you, I'm 16. He's almost 30. So what was my 16-year-old head thinking? Oh, he's cute. Oh, yeah, he wanted to talk to me. All right, let's exchange numbers. He comes over my house one day while my mom's at work. And basically pushes up on me. And we have sex. And then we start to have a sexual relationship. So the sexual relationship kept happening, and on top of that, this is how you men play manipulation games. He kept telling me over and over again, you can't tell anybody because you know I'll go to jail. This is what this nigga said out his own mouth to me. I'm 16, he damn near 30, and he's telling me, don't say anything because I'm gonna go to jail. Well, I don't want him to go back to jail. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to say anything. You know? And this kept going on until one day my mom came, because my mom used to work late on certain days during the week. So she wouldn't get home till like 2 a.m. Well, one day she came home early and we were in the middle of having sex. And literally, he darted out the back door so fast. And that was that, literally, I guess that scared him enough to say, I shouldn't be doing this no more. So he basically told me, we can't do this no more. And I'm like, okay. Like, I was fine with that. But what I'm trying to explain here is like my mental as a 16-year-old was not where it needed to be to have enough discernment and sense to say, this man almost 30 years old, I should be fucking not doing anything with him. Like, what am I doing? I didn't have my brain was not developed enough to figure that this shit, all I seen was, oh, an attractive guy wants to spend time with me and be around me. And then on top of that, don't mind you, my father was not in my life. So you have to think about, you know, when you talking shit about these black girls and these black women, you have no idea. You have no idea whatever they've been through or whatever they're going. My next sexual experience that I'll talk about, and I have told Tyson about this today. I used to work at Bank of America, and there was a black, or I had a black manager, big guy, and he had a family and everything. He was, you know, older, but he would sexually harass me and the other girls all the time. He would sexually harass us all the time and say the craziest shit to us. Basically saying, you know, he want to fuck the shit out of it. Whatever. Just crazy shit. And guess what? We ain't say nothing. Yet again, because we didn't think nothing would happen. We were like, yeah, they're going to act like the shit didn't happen. And it was getting to the point where it was so bad that we were actually just going to say something. But at that time, I guess, you know, the universe stepped in and was like, all right, we just going to get him out your way. So he actually got moved to another department. But I still should have, we still should have said something, because he probably did the same thing with the women there. And I don't know where he is in his journey now, but he had daughters. And I'm sitting here thinking, how would you feel if some man was your daughter's manager and was sexually harassing you verbally all the time? The last story, this is the last, my last, and it's probably other ones, I just can't even think of them. I actually went to go visit, I went to visit a friend, another who I thought was a friend. I was like down. I was not in a good place in my life at this particular time. Like, I was going through some shit. And, you know, he lived in New York. I was like, I'm driving to New York. He lived in upstate New York. I gotta get away. I was like, I haven't seen you. It'd be good. We can catch up, blah, blah, blah. So I get there. We go out to dinner, you know, whatever. And, you know, I was planning on staying there because I wasn't driving back, you know, all those hours the same night. So I actually was planning to stay there the whole weekend, but I ended up leaving the next morning because I felt so fucking violated. So we went out to dinner and we get home back to his place. And I was like, oh, I said, I thought you had a spare room. Cause this, he made like, oh, I got a house. We good. Like, oh yeah. But you know, yeah. Like it was kind of nonchalant. He's like, but let's just chill, lay down, watch a movie. I said, all right, that's cool. I'm not thinking nothing of it. Next thing I know, somebody pulls out their penis. I'm like, no, I'm not interested. Because I didn't come there to have sex with you. I'm not interested in having sex with you. I just need to get away. So he kind of chilled for a second. But then he was like, you know, I haven't had a woman in my bed so beautiful as you. I can't help it. I'm like, but I don't want to have sex. He's like, all right, we don't have to have sex. I said, okay, good. I'm glad you understand. Next thing he does is pulls out his penis and then starts rubbing it on me basically until he comes. Now, do you think that I consented to that? Was I very clear about no, I didn't want to do anything sexual? So after he did that, I felt again, this dirty feeling like, you know, why the fuck did I come up here? I thought I was in a safe space, and I was not, yet again. This is somebody that I've known for years. And so the next morning, I was like, I got to get the hell out of here. I didn't even take a shower or nothing. I was like, I got to get the hell out of here. So I didn't sleep all night because I was just like, next thing I didn't know, like, is he going to try to put his dick on me? But I was ready. I was like, if he tries anything again, I'm gonna kick him so hard in his little ass dick he ain't gonna know what the fuck happened. So I was prepared, but he didn't do anything after that. But I had to get out of there because I couldn't be there. So I had my friend actually call me. I had texted her. I was like, you have to call me. And I was like, oh really? Like, I was, oh shit, all right, I'm coming, I'll be there. So I basically told him it was an emergency, I had to leave, and I sped the fuck out of there. He married with two little girls right now. I wonder how he would feel if his little girls were laying innocently, you know, thinking that it was going to be innocent, and that since you invited me to lay down, that you could control yourself enough to know, like, all right, this is not what she wants. She already made that very clear. You know, if they did that to his little girls, how he would feel. He'd probably be ready to shoot them. So why is it that it's okay for other little girls to be abused and that means nothing to you, when I know that it's your own little girls, if it happened to them, you'd be ready to shoot the motherfucker? I am one person, and I just told you four fucking experiences with fucking toxic ass bitch ass men who have abused me, raped me, molested me, sexually harassed me, whatever. I'm not even 40, and I've experienced this, and I have to carry all of this baggage with me all the time. So if you think that a woman or a girl is going to come up with some story about being raped and molested, knowing that you fuckers will come and do the bullshit that you did, like posting some free R. Kelly. Fuck R. Kelly. Fuck R. Kelly. And fuck you if you think that he is, whatever he did was okay. This nigga showed y'all fucking 20 something years ago that he was a pedophile when he was pissing on Sparkle's niece. And y'all sat up here and watched the video and then still was listening to his music and act like nothing the fuck was wrong. So I don't understand why are y'all surprised that this shit would be going on now and y'all still so in denial, that y'all are so in denial about fucking black men and their fucking toxic shit, that you refuse to fucking even feel an ounce of empathy for that poor girl that had to live with that shit for forever. Like, that's some bullshit. It's hurtful. It's like disrespectful. Like, it's making me, like, you can hear, y'all hear me how I'm sounding. Like, it makes me angry. It hurts me that my black men don't care enough about me that I'm just, oh, you know, you, that's what I thought. Exactly what y'all doing, that's what I thought would happen. I would be the one that would be fucking told, oh, you lying, or you this, oh, you know, you fucked him, or you a hoe, or whatever bullshit y'all fucking come up with to make it okay for a fucking 30-year-old to be fucking a 16-year-old. Y'all need to grow the fuck up. Y'all need to stop fucking slandering these young women's names because they're important. You know, you want to sit up here and talk about black men getting killed, and us black women, we stay the fuck by y'all side by to a fault, because we will sit here and know the abuse is happening and fucking defend this motherfucker. You should be fucking stabbing the shit out of his fucking bitch ass. This is ridiculous. I can't believe that I still have to see this. Oh, I'm going to still listen to this music. I get irritated every time I hear a song he comes on. And no, I don't know every song he wrote. So I can't, you know, if somebody else is singing a song he wrote, no, I can't. I'm not going around trying to pick out everything R. Kelly sang or did. But if I hear his voice on something, I'm instantly triggered and irritated. I turn that shit off. I don't care about his fucking music shit. I fucking fucked with R. Kelly for years. You don't even understand. I was a huge R. Kelly fan. This shit has made me not even want... When I see his face on the TV screen, I want to fucking shoot it. That's how I feel. He fucking abused these girls. And all y'all fucking assholes could think to say is that free R. Kelly. He was blackballed. That bad. He's the... I hope he stay in jail for the rest of his fucking life. Fuck him. Fuck him. You should be caring about these girls. Do they need therapy? Yes. Do they need help? Yes. How can I be there to support my black community? It's so many fucking girls. You mean to tell me all of these girls is lying? Y'all that stupid? Y'all that dumb? Like, this is ridiculous. Like, I'm so... Because as a black woman, I don't feel protected. I don't feel like you gonna come to my aid. Now, my husband got my back, so I'm thankful for him. Because I know that something happened to me is a rap for whoever did it. I already know that. But so many women, black women, don't even have that support because y'all too busy running around trying to fucking impregnate them and leave their asses. Y'all got to do better. All of y'all. Black women and men. Any black woman that's defending this motherfucker, you are the worst. You are worse. This is your fucking daughter. This is your daughter. This is your sister. This is your mother. Are you serious? Are you serious? You so caught up in defending a black man who's fucking scum to the community that you will fucking... I have heard so, you don't even understand, I've heard so many stories where little girls have told their moms, their aunts, somebody, that some family member was fucking abusing them, and nobody did anything. Anything. And you confused about why it takes fucking women 20 fucking and 30 fucking years to come out and say something? Because this is how you treat them. You don't protect us. Who are, like, what the fuck is going on with y'all? You expect us to be at, with the picket, stop killing our black men, but you can't even protect your little fucking sister from getting raped? You can't do that, but you got an expectation that we're supposed to be holding the picket fence, holding you down, doing everything that you, to help the black men. Now, fuck that. You need to be helping the black little girl not get abducted. That's what you need to be doing. All these black little girls missing. I see this shit all the time. There's so many black little girls missing. And don't nobody give a shit. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a fuck. So, yep, I'm on here cussing y'all the fuck out because I'm standing up for black little girls because I'm tired of it. I was that black little girl lost with no daddy, nothing, got raped, got sexually assaulted several times, and nobody was there. I didn't have anybody. And you sitting up here talking shit because a girl was brave enough to step up and say something? And y'all talking about free R. Kelly? Fuck R. Kelly. I hope he fucking dies in there. Are you serious? Are you serious? Like, I literally am crying right now because I cannot believe that our black men are so fucking careless about the love for these black little girls that you would defend a fucking bullshit ass man with his fucking bullshit and his entourage helping him do all of this stupid shit to hurt black women. Get the fuck out of here. And if you don't agree, you can go suck a dick. Cause I'm so mad. Like, I, you don't even understand. Like, I had just doing this, like doing this podcast, like it just brought up so much shit and emotions inside of me because I just can't believe that we're still going through this. This is why we gotta have the Me Too movement. This is why we gotta have it. Somebody gotta stand up for us. Somebody gotta be there for us. Somebody gotta be here for us. Somebody gotta protect us. Somebody gotta do something. So when you talk shit about all of this shit and comparing white men to black, they all need to go to fuck the hell. All of them. White, black, I don't give a fuck what color they are. When you fucking violating women and little girls, your ass deserves to be gone. The fuck out of here. Oh, it's okay because he's a black man and we're already under pressure. I don't give a fuck. I don't care what the fuck y'all got going on. I don't care. I do not care. Y'all don't care about these poor little black girls being abducted and shit and talking shit. Y'all could go to hell. Like, seriously. I'm sorry, honey. Just go. Just take it over. I'm sorry. This is ridiculous. Well, I'm done saying what I had to say. You know, this is just, it needed to be said. It needed to be discussed because it's disgusting. And I'm just trying to hold y'all accountable. And to really, so you have to, we have to be held to a higher standard. We're not going to move as a community if we don't. So I'm here to check it. I'm going to tell you. Now, there's definitely girls and women who lie and make up shit. I'm not saying there isn't. But that don't mean all of them do it. because I wasn't lying. I didn't make up shit. These are my experiences that I had. You think I wanted these experiences? Why would I want to be held down and fucking forced to fucking have sex with somebody that I didn't want to have any type of sexual relationship with? So stop fucking doing that shit. Fucking speak up, stand up when you see some bullshit. You see a fucking 30-year-old at the high school, fucking call his ass the fuck out. It'll call the police or something. Do something. Y'all just let the shit go on like it's just, it's okay. And it's, oh, she's hot. She's hot in the ass. No, he's a pedophile. Stop making a narrative. You shouldn't. Why would you have that skirt on? You know, men, the fuck that. He's a pedophile. You know, what the fuck can a 30-year-old talk about with a fucking 15-year-old? What are y'all talking about? Nothing. That's why me and dude was fucking. Because we ain't had nothing to talk about. Because he's damn near 30 and I'm still a fucking teenager. The fuck do we have to talk about? Nothing. What is he going to ask me? How was school today? That's what he's going to ask me? This motherfucker ain't in school. What am I asking him? How was jail? Did you enjoy jail? Like, what the fuck kind of conversation were we going to have? He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. And he did it. Successfully. And as we're talking right now, I can think of other situations. But I'm not even going to go into all of them. Because we'd be sitting here for a long time. Because this is how often this shit happens. So to my black little girls, I love you. And I'm going to stand up and defend you. And I'm going to protect you. I'm going to do what I have to do. Because I've been you. I've been the little girl that's been hurt and abused and felt like I didn't, like nobody would believe me or support me. So I just want you to know that I love you. I care about you. I want you to be safe. And I understand how it is to be a teenager because I've been one. I'm not going to sit here and act like, oh, I was never a teenager and I didn't do teenager shit because I'm a fucking teenager. So I support you and I understand and I get it. And no, it's not your fault. And no, you're not the problem. You were the victim. You were, whatever happened to you was not, it just was not your fault. And they will have you think that, but it was not. All of you sick motherfuckers that think that it's okay to fucking berate and talk about people's sexual assault experiences and tell them that they're lying and shit. All of you fuckers can go the fuck to hell. And that's what the fuck you need to do. And suck a dick. Because I feel no sympathy. I'm going to say the most disrespectful shit to you. Because you're a piece of shit. Literally. Literally. These young girls out here suffering. Suffering in silence because they don't have no support. And all you dumbasses could think to do is put poster all over the internet and shit. Free R. Kelly. R. Kelly was blackballed. Blah, blah, blah. The girl, he's innocent. These girls were sent. I mean, so much stupid, dumb shit. I'm still going to listen to his music. Shut the fuck up. That's all I have to say. So I hope that if you are one of the people, I hope your soul is very disturbed right now. I hope it's very disturbed. Because then you need to go seek your own little healing. And if you were a person who was abused and that's why you do it, you need to go seek some healing. You need to seek healing. Because I know that a lot of you black men been abused too. But we ain't going to go into that tonight. So that's all I have to say. I appreciate you guys listening to us. And... I don't know if I'll be on the next episode. I might have got banned. Psych. But until next time.